This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
Now a story that reminds us that sometimes the solid earth under one's feet may not be that at all. Mike Lynch from the Kentucky Geological Survey has this profile of a man who has made it his mission to learn everything he can about sinkholes across the Commonwealth.
It's nice, loamy, soft soil, but I'm not detecting any voids.
Jim Currens of the Kentucky Geological Survey was literally poking around a Hart County property in March checking for sinkholes. One had opened up after a few days of heavy rain. It was only about 4 feet wide and 5 feet long, but Melody Cheney, who lives here with her parents, says a friend driving a truck through the side yard to pick up some rolls of hay discovered the sinkhole the hard way.
When I came out to help him go load the hay, he was the passenger side front tire of his truck was totally submerged in the soil, and his front bumper was sitting on the ground.
Like many others around Kentucky, the Cheneys contacted Currens to evaluate the sinkhole and suggest some solutions. Though it scared the driver of the truck that punched through it, Currens says he's seen much worse cases.
There was a case in Lexington where the family was sitting at the table in the kitchen eating supper, and the floor of the garage, which was the next room adjacent to where they were sitting, collapsed with the car on top of it. So they had a car that had its rear wheels sticking up in the air.
The most the UK geologist has seen paid for an engineered solution to a sinkhole was $12,000, but they can do a lot more damage. Pets and livestock have also had to be rescued from sinkholes, and people too.
Had one of these fall out under a lady in Somerset a few years ago and broke her leg. She's lucky she didn't get hurt worse than that.
Sinkholes form when a cave occurs in the limestone which underlies about half of Kentucky. A natural conduit or pipe leads up toward the surface. If the soil above that pipe stays wet because of rain or even gutter downspouts, the covering soil erodes from below, forming an underground soil arch. It eventually collapses either under its own weight or when something punches through it, like a truck.
The average sinkhole in Kentucky, the cover collapse type, is about 7 feet in diameter and about 12 or 15 feet deep, and most of them occur in the springtime.
A fix for a sinkhole can range from simply fencing it off and letting nature take its course to carefully filling it with different-sized rocks separated from the top layer of soil by a synthetic material called a geotextile. Think of it as a really expensive cheesecloth. But Currens will tell anyone who asks that throwing trash, tree limbs, or other debris into sinkholes or filling them with concrete is not the solution.
The concrete will help, but the soil will erode around its margins, around the margins of the dried concrete plug. And you don't want to, of course, put any kind of waste material in there. If you put in organic material like limbs and leaves and stuff, that will rot and it will continue to collapse. If you just fill it with topsoil without any kind of additional structure underneath that, the topsoil will wash in again.
After carefully documenting the dimensions and location of the Hart County sinkhole, Currens leaves the Cheneys several pages describing their options for resolving the problem.
I would love to hear, you know, if y'all don't mind, what you do with this and how the repair holds up.
Currens is collecting information about Kentucky sinkholes and building a database so he can better understand how they develop and possibly predict where they may happen. Reporting for WUKY News, I'm Mike Lynch.